ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to read you this email that came in from Jared, and you guys can sound off and voice your opinion on his situation. Here's what's going on. Jared says, hey, I need some advice before I end up making a big mistake at work. Last month, I was driving on the highway when I get a text from my supervisor. The text said, call me ASAP, all caps. He says, well, my heart sank a little bit. He's my boss, so I, of course, called him thinking there was some kind of work emergency or a client crisis. So I called him. He says, what was the big emergency? Football bets.
Oh.
He wanted to bounce around some ideas for parlays this season. While I'm on the phone with him, I get pulled over. Not only do I get hit with the $75 ticket for not being hands-free, but because I was being distracted, I also got nailed for going 20 over the speed limit. So now I'm a couple $100 out and a couple points on my license. He says, now I've casually mentioned to him that I feel like he should chip in, cover my costs, since he was the one who baited me with a fake emergency. He laughed it off like it was a joke.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
This guy drops $200 every Sunday on football bets without blinking, but suddenly he's asking, me asking for help for covering my tickets is too much, Jared says. Now, he goes on to say, I've worked with this guy for years, and this feels like a jerk move. He's the one who cried wolf with the ASAP emergency text, and it cost me real money. Now, I'm wondering if I should escalate things, sit him down, and tell him flat out that he owes me money for this. My wife is saying absolutely not. She thinks I'd be crazy to stir things up at work because this is my own damn fault for calling him back right away. I should just let it go. She says I should have pulled over to call him. I should know better. I think she's crazy. If she texts me with an ASAP text, I would call right away. I'm not going to try to get off the highway and find a place 10 minutes down the road later to call her. So what do you guys think I should do? Should I push it with this arse clown at work? I changed the word. And demand that he help me out, or do I suck it up and just take the loss? I feel like this is on him. He owes me. Feel free to use this for your show no segment.
Show no segment.
That's from Jared. So if you guys want to sound off about this, phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Jared got the text from the boss. Call me ASAP. He did it. Got hit with a couple tickets and some
Jared.
Points. I know, Katie. What do you think about this guy?
I kind of agree with the wife in the sense that he was, you know, presented with decisions that he needed to make. He understood the consequences of said decisions. I mean, the cops aren't going to listen to your excuses. So, I mean, that should tell you all you need to know. I think he should have pulled over on the side of the road before he called, and saying that you got distracted and went 20 miles over the speed limit. That seems like a you problem, Jared. Seems like you have a lead foot.
Yeah, but you're cruising along. You're talking on the phone, talking about football. And next thing you know, you look down, you're doing 20 over. That's not difficult.
No, it's not. But still, accountability's big for me. And you can't just pass the buck. Like, yeah, maybe he distracted you. You still pushed your foot down harder than you needed to. That was on you, Jared. That was your mistake. And again, I think he could have pulled over.
A big talker. I guarantee you.
What?
You're cruising along on 470. Doo, 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 and little baby Nana sends you a text that says, call me ASAP, all caps. You're not going, oh, God, where's my next exit? I got to pull over somewhere. Let me find somewhere safe to pull over.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Absolutely.
You're calling her all day long right in that moment.
I would call her all day long. But if I got in trouble for it, I would take accountability and I wouldn't try and blame baby Nana for it.
Yeah, but what if she says, call me ASAP, and then she's like, Mom, do you have a good cookie recipe?
That's happened. It's not like that hasn't happened.
I'm shocked.
Her ASAP is not my ASAP.
But then that would be on her. Like, why would you do that and cry wolf and say, call me ASAP? That's a intense text to get.
It is.
And then be like, hey, dude, I got to make some football bets.
But again,
I need your advice.
If you get pulled over and the house is on fire, I don't think that the cops are even going to care. They're caring about this hands-free law that they put into effect.
Well, yeah,
I get it.
So that's the thing is, like, even if you have an excuse for your ASAP, that's not going to
change
the fact.
We're not saying that he shouldn't have got the ticket, though.
Yeah.
He should have got the tickets. He's speeding. He's not using his hands free. But the reason this all went down was because this punk at the office said, call me ASAP. He thought it was an emergency. And it turns out it was just football
bets. I tell you right now, baby Nana.
So the tickets are on this guy at work.
Baby Nana ASAP, I will call her back. My boss ASAP, I'm going to pull over on the side of the road. Like, those are two different ASAPs
for
me.
Not for this
guy,
though.
He's
a reliable employee, Katie, unlike you. Okay, see, I see so many texts coming in. Call us. We want to talk to you guys. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios for Show Wants to Know. Come on, Katie and I are arguing about this. What do you guys think? Let's get a third party involved. Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. So did you hear Jared's dilemma with the tickets?
I did, yes.
So what do you think?
Personally, I will admit in the past 2 weeks, I have also gotten a ticket, but it was because I made a turn where I wasn't supposed to. Side note. But I also took responsibility. Even though everybody turns there, I still took responsibility and was like, you know what? I did bad. In this day and age, why wasn't he using the Bluetooth? Why wasn't he using headphones? Also, the phone call didn't make him go 20 over. That was all him.
But he
Thank
was.
You.
But it did. He was so focused on the conversation and what was going on
There's
the phone. He wasn't paying attention
on.
to
There's
his speed.
There's nothing that makes you go that fast. Yeah. And immediately when he realized that the phone call was about bets, why was he still speeding? He had to have been speeding either before or after that conversation.
I don't think so. I think he was listening to the conversation, got lost in that, and then the next thing you know, we've all done it. You look down, you're like, oh, my God, I'm going 80 and a 40.
Oh, no, for sure. But we live in a day and age where you have Bluetooth in your car, you have wireless headphones, you have speakerphone, you have things you can connect to your car. He had so many opportunities to not be on his phone directly to where he could have been driving safely for that phone call.
But he wouldn't have needed any of that stuff if his boss hadn't texted him, call me ASAP. He would have got home safe.
He's got to take responsibility.
Speed limit.
I agree with his wife. I do.
Yeah.
That phone call did not make him put his foot on that pedal.
This guy's a jerk.
It's the accountability of it.
All right, so you're on team Jared's wife, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Should we give her a name?
I'm team wife. I definitely am team wife.
All right, this should have been an idiot and wife segment with Jared.
Yeah.
All right, Mariah, thank you so much for sounding off. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
And you too, guys.
See you later. If you guys want to sound off for Show Wants to Know, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Again, so many of you are texting, and I love that we're replying back to the text. Call us ASAP.
Yeah, I know, right?
Really good. If you're just tuning in, Jared was cruising along on the highway, heading home, got a text from his boss that said, call me ASAP. So he got worried. He called the boss. Then got nailed for the hands-free law, got a ticket for that, and he ended up being 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. Got a ticket for that. So this guy got hit with a couple $100 in fines and points off his license. So he's saying, this would never have happened if my boss hadn't sent me the call me ASAP text. So he thinks the boss should cover the cost. What do you guys think? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Josh, are we talking to Jess? He's like creating a best friend back there. Are we talking to her? Throw her on hold really quick. All right, here's Jess. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. So what are your thoughts on Jared's situation?
I think he needs to be a big boy and take responsibility for his actions. Like I said, we all space out a little bit sometimes and we'll be going fast. There's tons of distractions in the world, but I mean...
But it wouldn't have happened if the boss hadn't texted him, right?
My boss texts me all the time. Call me now. And it's never anything crazy. But like what was said, I mean, there's hands-free sets.
Yeah.
I guess if you're used to it.
I'm talking to you guys right now and I'm driving.
Yeah.
Right, right. I guess you're used to, if your boss is constantly doing that, you're ready and you're ready, you know, to call back on hands-free.
You've learned your lesson.
Whereas this sounded like it came out of nowhere. He got a little worried and was like, oh my God, I got to call him back right away.
Do you really think this guy, this boss, texts him out of nowhere and just this is the first time he's ever said, call me ASAP?
Well, maybe. I mean, we're getting
sounds
into football season here.
Yeah,
know.
This sounds like this is something the boss has done before. Like, he's not a very, you know, like, he doesn't come with serious stuff all the time. It seems like he's kind of a prankster, so.
Hey, Jess, why is your boss texting you all the time to call her?
Oh, I work in the wedding industry.
Oh, okay. So you're putting out fires constantly. Because I was going to say, it doesn't seem healthy if your boss is always like, call me, call me, call me, call me. I wouldn't like that.
You know, it keeps it interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you for
keep me on my toes, but I don't get pulled over because I have the Bluetooth.
Oh yeah. Well,
smart.
We appreciate you being responsible this morning. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay,
listen
bye.
To your wife.
Yeah, Jared. Thanks,
solid
Jess.
Advice,
see you later.
Jess.
Oh, was the one that just wrote in and said, you know, not only is he getting the ticket, where'd it go? Where's Alicia? There it is. Now his insurance is also going to go up. Is he going to ask his boss to pay his increased premium? Yeah, I think he.
He should.
Really?
I think he should. Yeah, his boss is a.
Oh my gosh.
Boss is a liar.
You guys just don't have any accountability care, do you?
Hi, like, Becky.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So what should Jared do? Should he really push this with his boss? Try to get some cash?
No, I think he's just got to kind of like write it off as like, darn, I made a mistake and this sucks and next time I should be a little bit smarter.
So you're also on Team Wife.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to point out too something. He said, call ASAP. And I used to, like, be a restaurant manager, and I would have, like, my staff coming up to me all the time, like, hey, you know, comp this ticket, comp this ticket. And someone said, can you comp this ASAP? And I was like, dude, I've got a lot of things. I'll get to it in a minute. I can't get to it now. And he was like, yeah, that's why I wrote ASAP. It means as soon as possible, not now. And so that's what, like, ever since that person said that to me and called me out, I was like, oh. So whenever someone tells me ASAP now, I take it literally and go, okay, well, once I'm done with the thing I'm doing now, I'll get to it. If he was like on the highway or the road, it's not possible to call right now. So,
oh my gosh, Becky, I love that. Like that really puts
brilliant,
things
Becky.
Into, it really does put things into perspective. I never thought when I see ASAP, it's always in all caps. It like it's like you need to do this yeah. now. But you're right; it's not now. It's when you.
But
get it,
there is an
to
urgency
it.
To it. As soon as possible, that is an urgent statement.
But like, when you say it the way Becky just said it, it's,
nobody says it. Like
I know, but the way it's supposed to be, like I'm going to think yeah. about it like that from now on,
well,
Becky.
Yeah, you always think about it as now. And then when that guy called me out on it and he said, yeah, when it's possible, I didn't tell you now. I said, as soon as you can, like once you're ready to do it. And I was like, ever since then, I always think about
that's
that like
solid.
That because I felt dumb. I was like, oh, man, he's right. He didn't say now.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, Becky. Well, we appreciate you calling in. Some good advice there. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks.
All
you
right.
Too.
Later, Gator. All right, we'll do three more. Jen, Lenny, and Cassidy. Who was the first one in? Lenny. Hey, Lenny.
How's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. What do you think about Jared's situation? So far, everyone is basically saying, suck it up, dude. You messed up.
Yeah, he does need to suck it up. He messed up. And that, the reason I say that is because I was hit on my motorcycle by a distracted driver, and I've been nursing for 2 years an injury that was caused by somebody who wasn't paying attention.
Ugh. That's horrible, buddy.
Yeah.
I am really sorry to hear that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he deserves these tickets. He was breaking the law no matter what. Go ahead.
If it were up to me, you know, they have like cell phone blockers that you can set up. That I think every vehicle should be equipped with them because you get behind a vehicle and you're just using it to drive from point A to point B. There shouldn't be any other distractions, that become more important than what you're doing.
You are the voice of reason, sir, mm-hmm. and you've lived this. So good luck with your recovery, man. We appreciate you calling in. That's intense. Here's Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're super dupes. We're going to do you and then Cassidy. So what do you think this guy should do? Just let it ride or go bug his boss for the money?
I would not bug his boss. I would chalk this up to now realizing that ASAP means as soon as possible. It doesn't mean like call me right now. And it doesn't matter what he texts. I would never, ever call this guy back when I'm driving, because now I know that his idea of urgency is silly.
Yeah.
So I don't care if he said his hair was on fire. I'm not calling you back if your hair's on fire. If it's my daughter, absolutely. But there, you have to kind of also put your big boy pants on for this guy, Jared, and weigh, who's more important, your boss or family, if they're seeing ASAP.
Pretty solid. And you're just setting yourself up for every time he says, hey, text me ASAP, you're going to call him right away, too. You don't want to do that. I'm also thinking about a situation where this guy's hair was actually on fire. And he's like, you know what? The first thing I'm going to do is call my buddy Jared from work. Hey, Jared, heads up. My hair's on fire.
And he's like, liar, liar.
Oh, my God, my hair's on fire. I need to text Jared immediately. He's not going to believe it.
That's funny.
Oh, Jen, you made me laugh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys. I'm so glad my daughter's back in school and I can listen to you guys in the morning. You make my morning. Thank you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Tell all your friends about us.
Thanks,
all right, Jen?
Absolutely.
All right, have
care.
A good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's sweet. All right, Cassidy, you get the final word on this.
All right. Well, I'm going to make this kind of brief, but, I think we're getting, just to get into the fine lines of what ASAP kind of stands for is like, if it isn't possible for you to do something safe, in the time and the moment that when he says that, then maybe you don't call. But I also think, everyone always mentions the Bluetooth and the hands-free. Like, he definitely could have done this a little bit safer. And I also don't think that you accidentally go 20 over. Like, that guy was probably just driving, I guess, like a, I don't know, one of these typical Colorado drivers where they just go fast and they disregard the speed limit. As someone who does Uber for a living, like, people don't accidentally go 20 over.
That's a habit.
He was in a BMW too, right, Cass?
No, it was a Tesla, and
exactly.
It was a BMW. It was Cassidy. They're the worst. All right, buddy.
Oh,
well, we appreciate it. You stay safe out there driving Uber every day. I think it's pretty darn unanimous that everyone's saying this was your fault, Jared.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have called. And you need to listen to your wife. The wife is right yet again. Wives are always right.
I mean,
what's
you
up
can
with
just
that?
Put that on a postcard on your license plate. My wife was right. Because 100% of the time, that's going to be true.
He can borrow the sticker that goes on the back of my car.
There you go. Sharing
really,
is caring,
really
Jer.
What Jer needs to do is what we do with our big boss, Big Rob, who is our boss here at the radio station. When he calls, you just send him right to voicemail.
Oh.
When he texts, you just ignore it for about 45 minutes. And then you call him back when you get to
there
it, all
you
right?
Go.
Just take a lesson from Jake.
Make him want that text back.
It's
you
never
know what I mean?
It's never that important.
He's waiting for
it's
it.
It's never that important with Big Rob at all, so we ignore it all day long.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify.
for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. Shopify.co.uk/try.